All right, Rabbi Say, good morning. Let's begin. So we are actually picking up today in Perek Ches, 8th chapter of Mesilas Yesharim, page Ayin Tes, in the volumes that we're using. The title of this chapter is Bederech Kenias HaZrizos. Remember, again, over the last number of Shurim, we've been speaking about the need of Zrizos, of alacrity, zeal, doing things with a sense of purpose and determination. And we've spoken about the need for the midah of zrizos. We spoke about pre-actional zrizos, that when opportunities come your way, grab them, and then ultimately, again, actional zrizos, which is when you start something, finish it quickly. Because if you don't seize your opportunities when they come up, they will not wait for you. And if you don't finish up what you start as quickly as possible, other things come up which often derail the completion of those initiatives. So in this chapter, the Ramchal writes, "Bederech Kenias HaZrizos." How do we acquire the midah of zrizos? Hinei ha'emtzayim asher nikna bam hazrizos. The way in which, or I should say, the vehicles through which we go ahead and we acquire the midah of zrizos, heim osam asher nikna bam hazihiros. It's the same strategies that we employed to acquire the midah of Zihiros. Well, remember again, Zihiros was the first section in Mesilas Yesharim, the midah of attentiveness, right? Paying attention to life, paying attention to my decisions, the tova amiti, the raha amiti. Umadrigosem, kimadrigosam, ukimosh chasafti lamalo, ki inyonim karov zela zemo, because Zihiros and Zerizos are really two sides of the same coin, says Ramchal. Vein hefresh b'nehem, ela shezeh ba'asin, v'zeh b'lavin. The truth is, Zihiros and Zrizos are really, again, as we just mentioned, two sides of the same coin. Zihiros primarily focuses on the avoidance of mistakes, identifying what is my ultimate good, and then really trying to identify the things that will derail me from reaching it. Of course, also focusing on the good things that will get me to it, but there's an emphasis there on identifying the things which derail me. It's the sur meira. Zrizos is much more focused on the performance of good. What are the things I have to do? And then Zrizos tells me, ultimately, again, how to do it. Therefore, says Ramchal, the same strategies that I gave you a few chapters ago for acquiring the midah of Zihiros, those are the same strategies for employing the midah of Zrizos. A quick review, what were those strategies? So if you take a look, by the way, he has it in footnote number one. He writes, Asher nikna bam ha-Zihiros, tahainu limud ha-Torah ba-ofen klali. So first of all, again, Torah learning. Right? Because remember, again, going back to our Zihiros days, when a person learns Torah, they look at the world in a different way. When a person learns Torah, they have their eyes open. When a person learns Torah, ultimately, again, they just have a different lens through which they view themselves and their circumstances. And a contemplation about my mission in this world, and ultimately, again, the accountability I have for the performance of that mission. So we'll say, obviously, there's more to it, but for our purposes today, these are the basic fundamental strategies to acquire the midah of Zihiros, and therefore, the Ramchal says, can be also used to acquire the midah of Zrizos. Learn, because when you learn, you see the world and you see yourself in a different way, number one. Number two, contemplate the fact that you have a mission. Contemplate the fact that you go ahead and have a purpose and have a destiny. And number three, understand failure to seize that destiny ultimately results in accountability. These are the strategies through which you acquire the midah of Zihiros. Va'amnam, ma'sheyucha lahagbir his orus. I'm sorry. V'chasher yis'amis itzal adam godol erech ha'mitzos v'rov chovas abahem v'adai shiis orer libo el ha'avod v'lo yisrapi menam. And certainly again, when a person is focusing now more on Zrizos, when a person goes ahead and understands the profundity of mitzvos, how important mitzvos are, and the nature of my obligation and performance of those mitzvos, my heart is awakened ultimately to perform its sacred task, and I will not be derelict. Va'amdam, ma sheyuchal lahagbir his orus hazeh, hu estaklus barof ha-tovo sha-kodesh baruch hu osei ma'adam b'chaleis u'b'chosha. V'haniflo'os ha-gidolo sha-osei imo me'is ha-leida Adir Machim. I will say now comes Ram Chal and says, okay, as much as we just said before, that Zrizos and Zihiros are really two sides of the same coin. And therefore the strategies for Zrizos, or excuse me, for Zihiros are the same strategies for Zrizos. Okay? Now the Ram Chal says, but there's something additional. There's something additional which engenders a sense of Zrizos is when a person looks at and contemplates all of the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for me. Look at how much God gives me. Look at how much God does for me. When I recognize that, and I contemplate the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, page Ayin Tes, paragraph Beis, and I contemplate all of the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for me from the moment I'm born until the time I leave this world. Because the more you think about and you contemplate the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for you, you will come to go ahead and want to be makir tov and recognize the obligation you have towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is really quite beautiful. Says Ram Chal, there's another method or there's another way. Remember again, the title of this chapter is how we instill within ourselves the Midah of Zrizos. What are the things? What are the strategies through which we acquire the Midah of Zrizos? Says Ram Chal, take a step back and recognize and appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for you. And the moment that you take a step back and you recognize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for you, look at all that God does for me, so you realize, I have to reciprocate. I have to give back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if I'm going to give back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I should do so with a sense of purpose, a sense of dedication, and a sense of zeal. Or in other words, with a sense of zrizus. So says Ram Chal, goes ki hare hoyo, turn the page. Pay. Likmo lo tova yisbarach. Lifachos yo delishmo vekaye mitzvosav. So we'll say, can I truly go ahead and ever reciprocate? Can I ever give back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of the good that he does for me? So of course, the answer to that is no. A person could never fully give back and reciprocate to the Ribono Shalom. You can't do that. But the least I can do is do the things that he asks of me. Just do the things that he asks of me. He doesn't ask me for all that much. He doesn't demand of me all that much. Again, especially when compared to what it is that he gives me. So do it. So do it. Perform his mitzvos. Keep his Torah. Because that's what he asks in return. And of course, the follow-up to that is, and when you do it, when you do those mitzvos and you learn that Torah and you observe his precepts, do it with a sense of meaning. Do it with a sense of purpose. Do it with a sense of commitment, i.e. Zrizos. An incredibly profound... Remember, I always reference back, the Ram Chal was very clear in his introduction that you're not going to find Chidushim in his Sefer. Right? Masilas Yesharim is not a book, it's not a Sefer of novel, groundbreaking ideas that the world never heard before. The Ram Chal says, my job is to go ahead and take the things that everyone knows about, but very often forget about. Says Ram Chal, you want to know a strategy for Zrizos, right? A strategy for Zrizos is very simple. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a lot for us. A lot for us. And he doesn't ask all that much in return, in the grand scheme of things. Do what he asks. Do what he asks. And do it with a sense of purpose. Do it with a sense of commitment. Do it with a sense of Jesus. So stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem on page Pei and finish Parak Ches Emirat Hashem tomorrow.